Welcome to the Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher Podcast, where we discuss various dog training topics to help you become the best leader for your dog. Marvin Pierce has over 20 years of experience with obedience training for dogs located in the Sherwood, Oregon area. Offering private lessons and group clinics, the dog teacher has been able to change the lives of dog owners by helping them develop and maintain an obedient dog. For more information, contact us at marvinpiercedogteacher.com.
I think that there are so many times when, and we seen it the other day, when someone was trying to call a dog to them, and they were really aggravated at the dog, and the dog didn't want to come through them because they were aggravated.
Right.
Us, a client.
Yeah.
But they weren't, they were aggravated because the dog wouldn't come to them because they knew the dog should come to them and it would come to them. Well, but then for some reason it wouldn't come to them, and the reason it didn't is because they just got really aggravated. And I've seen you do that with Rebel in the past, you know. And now she's, like yesterday, you really worked on her, this morning, whatever day that was, her coming to you and calming down and then sending her somewhere.
Yeah, then asking for the message.
And that's what people do all the time. And the video we done this morning, I think it was with German Shepherd, what's his name?
Tucker.
He got all excited and couldn't settle down because your adrenaline hadn't quite quit yet, you know? And
right.
His hadn't quit.
Right.
And that's one of the things that gets people in so much trouble. And I say it all the time, you shouldn't wind your dog up further than you can shut it down. And Tucker was almost to the level where he couldn't shut down because he was having so much fun being silly.
Right. Is he okay?
What
is
it? Dogs up. I do a good job.
Oh, yeah, he
get
does.
Too
yeah.
Far going, and then
yeah, he
I get in trouble.
And a lot of people do.
And then he's like,
you know?
Why are they being so bad?
people do all the time. And I think they really, it's like loading your dog up. If you always open your door and let your dog jump in, then you need to back up and retrain your dog not to jump in until he's asked to go in the car. And people don't even realize how dangerous, bad a mistake that could be, you know? And I found out with Tonka, that big old 150-some-pound dog out here in the parking lot, because I was coming out the front of the barn and they opened the car door and he drugged me away. I mean, it was like I wasn't even on the end of the leash. And luckily he didn't jerk me down and I got him finally stopped. But I don't even know if I got him stopped before he got to the car or not. But still, people don't realize it because, let's say you and Lucky, for some reason, you walk out of the front of the barn and ranch manager has, or you and Scout, and ranch manager has Scout's leash, and you get ahead of him 10 feet and open the car door. And
right.
Scout jerks him down on the ground. And that's what happens to people. It's kind of like if you let your dog meet every dog on a dog walk, or any dog, kind of, for a while, until your dog's really cool. Then every time your dog sees a dog on a walk, he wants to drag you to that dog so he can go over and say hi because you've let him do it. And the leash dragging thing is just so out of control, you know, everywhere. And I talk about it a lot here and in classes and lessons and clinics, and every time we train a dog, almost it seems like we talk about people's leash manners with their dog. And you even told somebody this morning, and this is the fact, your dog is just what you make it. Whether you let it be bad or you teach it to be bad, it's the same difference. You still haven't corrected your dog. And I seen a comment the other day that you should only give your dog a pat on the back or a good boy or a treat when he does something good and let the bad go. If you let the bad go, you'll never stop the bad. You might postpone it for a while, but you won't stop it. I've never seen it, and somebody could prove me wrong, I don't know, but I'm sure somebody lucked out one time and it did work. But if you only ever pat your dog on the back, give him a pet, a hug, and a treat for being good, and never correct him when he's being bad, you won't get the good results that you want. Hey, Brad, will you pick that toy up under the deal before somebody steps on and breaks a leg? Thank you. So, Bianca, I seen a video today that I left my dog.
Yeah.
How long was it before somebody found him?
Oh, I don't know, half an hour.
He's still there?
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, first time. This is a nice, beautiful day for it, though.
Paula Smith says, good morning. Our dogs look great.
They had a good time.
Paula Smith also said, Brett, I heard you like to bathe Kalos. I'll be happy to bring them out for baths. David Tucker says, hey, y'all.
Hey, David, why didn't you drop that gate Saturday night when you had those 18 pigs in the trap?
He's probably sleeping.
Hey, David, we need to set it so I can drop the trap late at night since it's still early here.
You'll have so much work to do, David. You won't be able to go to your job.
Since it's so early here, I could drop it while you're sleeping, and I could just call you next morning and be like, hey.
Yeah.
You'll get home back in the driveway and we'll drop for another.
Yeah. Might not make it home, but it is. It's just a fact that people's dogs get by with so much. And now that we have a couple people on here, we're going to talk about, and I'm going to try to be really nice about it, not use no people's names and nothing like that. But, and I already kind of touched on it, you know, as if you always only give positive for a dog and you don't ever correct a dog, I don't know how you ever get where I get. And people get where they want to be with their dog.
Yeah.
You know, if they can catch your dog in the house or in the yard, they're really happy. If they can walk their dog without their dog dragging them completely down, they're really happy. If her dog only bites men, they're okay. You know, everybody has different rules. But we done a video the other day. You can go on, Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and YouTube and see the video and go check it out, you know. I didn't put the video up there to ask someone how to do that, you know?
Right.
I mean, I put the video up there to show what I feel. And I know for a fact, I mean, it's worked for me forever and thousands of dogs. But we introduced a year and a half old non-neutered male that's Henri to a really nice dog who's Bianca's dog, who's not Henri no more, and he used to be. And somebody said that I should only tell him he was good when he was good, right? And not correct him when he's bad.
Well, a lot of people said different things.
Well, but I mean, that's the one that kind of stuck out to me. One of them called me old too, but we'll address that later.
Two of them called you old.
Yeah, we'll address that later. I think that, and
I'm
really going to be nice, you know, but I think that if it was me, I would say an elderly gentleman. I wouldn't say an old man.
Well, they're trying to be mean, you know.
I know, but some people like that get bitch slapped, you know, for talking like that to people in public. They would me, probably, but we have keyboard warriors, you know, and that's a good career to have. Keeps you safe. A lot of people.
That's like a lot of what the positive reinforcement only community does.
I know. But my whole point was, if you knew the situation, and begin with, I don't let a dog correct a dog. I feel that's the human's job. And I've had 10, 15, 20, 25, maybe 28, 30 dogs together at one time and never had a dog fight. But it was because I was a pack leader. I didn't have a dog in there that ran around and was a pack leader. And another thing is, I think sometimes these keyboard warriors don't understand, is we had a dog with a past history and then we had a dog with a future history. And the little dog was like Henri. And if you would have had a dog there that would have corrected that year and a half old little stud dog, then you would have had a dog fight. Because he wouldn't have took it, you know. And then, you know, you could break it up and give him a cookie or a treat or a cheeseburger, you know, and tell him it's okay and go on about life. But normally those dogs are the dogs who get put in the house or in the backyard, and they don't get to go socialize with dogs because you let them get beat up and you never corrected them for it, you know. And I feel if we correct that dog, who's here, Brett?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
If we correct that dog for being bad, then he will learn not to do that. And I think it's the same thing, you know. And for me, it ain't a touchy subject. It's just a fact, and I've done it for years, and I've been really successful. And like I said, when we posted the video, we're not asking people's opinions. We're just saying what works for us, and it has for years. So we introduce a lot of problem dogs back into a pack of good dogs so they can go back out in the world and be with good dogs. But a lot of these dogs, I feel, even can't go out with really bad dogs and never be corrected, you know, even if her, you know, like Scout, he's really cool now, but you wouldn't want to put him out with a dog that just keeps aggravating him.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, because it's just not, there's no reason for it, because you shouldn't put rude dogs out with good dogs. If you want to put rude dogs out, put them out rude dogs and let them fight, whatever you want to do.
We're not training them to tolerate bullshit from other dogs.
We're not training
them to tolerate being mistreated by other dogs.
Yeah, we're teaching dogs and training dogs to be respectful, be good, and be well-mannered with their human. And we're trying to teach the human to have a well-mannered dog and really stand up for your dog and don't let these keyboard warriors let your dog go out with their dog and let their dog correct your dog. If I was going to put my dog out with Joe Bob and his dog was rude and he said, well, I'll let my dog correct your dog, I'm like, no, you won't. I won't put my dog out with Joe Bob's dog because I don't need a dog correcting my dog. I'll correct my dog.
Right.
And the same thing with my kid, you know. My grandkid, if I'm going over to a friend's house and my grandkid starts kicking some kid and biting and pulling his hair, I'm going to correct my kid. I don't want their kid to beat him up. You know?
Right.
I mean, that's not fair, but I'm going to correct my kid or grandkid and tell them that that's not acceptable behavior. And that's what happens so many times with all these people that don't know shit, and you know they think they know everything because one time it worked, and you can, if you're good enough, you can have a dog correct a dog. But I wouldn't do it, and I dang sure don't recommend doing it. But you got to have control of that dog that's correcting the dog,
right.
And you got to somehow have control of the dog's getting corrected. Because
right.
Even if you stop your cool dog, you want to you let train because you don't know how to train. If you correct that dog, but you can't control that bad dog, you're still going to have a problem. Or if not, I wouldn't want to be your dog. So,
most of what we get when it comes to people commenting their opinions on our dog training videos is people who are just echoing the same thing time and time again, and they don't even really know what dog we're working with.
Well, but they don't know no better, you know. They want to doggy training at Joe Bob's, and they never did learn how to train to the level that I feel a lot of people
right.
like us. And there's a lot of trainers that train like us. And we rehab a lot of dogs. That's the thing is that Joe Bob and them don't understand is we rehab a lot of dogs who's been sewed up, you know, been in bad dog fights.
And we don't
bitten
tell
people
to hide those dogs in the
no,
closet.
No, we want them to go back out in the public.
We don't avoid any stress. We work them through stress.
Yes, we've had two or three this last week, in the last week, 7 days, whatever you want to call it, that came here with the same issues that we're going to train on, you know, and some of them's caused vet bills to get dogs sewed up because the other dog didn't want to be schooled on. And so I think that so many times if you, I don't know, you're not going to stop those people. They're going to beat on keyboards because that's what they do, you know. They probably don't even train a dog, but they don't even have a name. They got some make-believe name they use instead of their own name. So now on the old people, I'm going to touch on that a little bit, but I am elderly, I guess you could say. I'm almost 64. And I've already forgotten more about dog training than a lot of these keyboard warriors will ever know, you know. And it's because they stick their head in the sand and don't never listen and don't never try to learn. We put videos out there to help educate people. And if you will sometimes shut your mouth and stop your fingers and quit calling people old, and try to learn and listen. And for me, it's always goes back to, if I put something out there that helps you, I'm tickled to death for you. If I put something you don't like out there, you could just shut up and scroll on. You know, you don't have to watch our videos.
They think that they're changing the world by...
They are changing the world. And it's a sad world they're making out of it because more dogs are getting hid in the back rooms. More dogs are getting taken to the shelter.
They get less time with other dogs.
Yeah,
time around people.
Yeah, so, and I think that people just need to try to sometimes shut up and learn. I was always told you learn more by listening than you do by talking, so.
But if they don't want to learn your way of training, they should just move on.
Yeah, just scroll on, you know. Hell, there's plenty of places to go out there if you want to go. So, Brett, you got anything?
Yeah, I got a couple things here for you. We got Paula Smith says, dogs are like kids, they need boundaries.
Well, I think that is one of the problems with dogs and people and training and kids and teaching is sometimes the boundaries are not acceptable boundaries for me.
Huh?
Does that make sense?
No.
Well, it's like we talked a while ago. People train their dog to be good, but he wants to try to bite this person because they're over 6 feet tall, so they keep him away from that person.
Oh, right.
But they have a boundary. You know, but they just start changing what their boundary is, you know.
Right.
It's like kids going away from home. They can, you know, like our kids when they rode horses here, they could only ride on our property, and then we let them ride a little farther and a little farther. And that's what happens to the dogs. But you are definitely correct, Paula. They do need boundaries, but it's what boundaries people will accept. I see people, even board dogs here, they let their dogs drag them in the barn, you know. And that's an acceptable boundary for them because they're here, not me. This morning, I went out, the doorbell rang, and I went out, and it was Finn, the little doodle dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he was laying right there in the hallway, and Jim was standing there waiting for me to open the door. And I opened the door, and Finn didn't get up until Jim asked him to get up. And then he didn't drag Jim through the door. He waited and walked through the door with Jim. That's pretty impressive, you know. And one of these days, I don't know, we should have a competition where people's dogs have to come in the barn, you know, and see whose dog can come through your front door best. It won't, if you pass out, brownie buttons or whatever you call them, you wouldn't have to have very many, you know, because there's not a lot of dogs that come through the barn really, really. And they're all cool because nobody gets drugged down and their head ran into the door, but there still could be a lot better. But the boundaries is, you know, it's just a fact that you need to sometimes tighten your boundaries up. And I always say people let their dogs be bad on Saturday or Wednesday, but the rest of the week they got to be on a straight line. And I think if more people push the dog for a straight line to be good all the time, then you can start giving leniency and not worrying as much about it. Like we took Bear to the market the other day, and hell, we just had a slip leash on him.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even have a collar on him. Didn't even think to bring one, actually, because we were just running down there. But shit, he never even got in trouble that I was aware of. A few people petted him. He ate a treat, hung out, and he had a good time. But did he heal perfectly? I doubt it. That'll never make him heal. I'll never even put him on a leash. So if I would have told him to come behind me, he would walk behind me all the way through the park and not got away. But we just out hanging out, so. And you got anything else, Brett?
Shell says, hold up, Bianca has a dog in her lap.
Lap dog.
Yep.
Who is this?
Bunker.
Is this Divot's a dog that didn't have a name for a while?
No, this is Divot's new sister.
So how long has this one been here?
A week, about.
I should know all this, but I don't, because I don't do much with the little puppies unless they bite. Then I train on them, but if they don't, I usually don't. Well, I carry them around once in a while, pet on them, but Bianca does most of the training, her and Mariah. Now we got issues because we have two Mariah and a Moriah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The bad thing is the new Mariah is the old Mariah, but...
old Mariah is the new.
Yeah, but the old Mariah is younger than the new Mariah. It's very complicated.
You just made it so much more complicated than it even is.
Well, no, it's not. It is. It's complicated. Because the new Mariah used to work here, but she left and went and got married. And then she came back to work for us, and we have the... So now she's the new Mariah, but she's the old Mariah. But she's younger than the other Mariah.
There's Concho's Mariah. And
yeah. Hound dog mommy, come here.
Yeah.
So, Brett, you got anything else?
Just got a bunch of people here.
So we done a podcast or a video of Kelly the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And is it up on all the platforms now?
Yeah, all platforms.
So if you ever want to try some goat milks, different lotions and chapstick and shampoos and body soaps and I don't remember sure what all she had there. Oh, dog treats.
Dog treats, sunscreen, body wash, body lotion.
Yeah. She's from, she lives over in Prineville. And me and Jody use some of it. Do you use any of it yet, Bianca?
Yeah, I like the lotion. I got citrus. And the soap is eucalyptus. And the soap is like, the eucalyptus is like very de-stress shower soap.
I used the eucalyptus soap last night, and it was like lotion. It moisturized my hands immediately.
Nice.
It was crazy. It was really weird.
I've used it a couple times, and I don't know. What, Bianca?
I'm taking selfies.
What?
I'm taking selfies.
Taking selfies of her and her doodle puppy. And we got how many of those? Three now?
No. One went home. Two. You gotta start keeping track.
So we have two?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we had three.
Ava's not a puppy. Ava's grown.
Oh, I thought we had three of those little baby ones like that.
No, you're just two little baby ones. Then Johnny went home. There goes my microphone. No, way to go, Bunker.
Yeah, we don't need to listen to you anyway. So, we did concrete our round pen floor now. It's not dirt. It's kind of nice, too.
Kind of nice? It's amazing.
So, we're going to start setting up some clinics.
We're trying to tune up class first. We have a hide-and-seek Saturday.
We do. I'm pretty excited. Is anybody showing up? Do they? Anybody tell you they're coming or not?
Team Reach.
Look, I have so many facial expressions when we're on Facebook Live. Yeah. It's like,
but has anybody showed up? Anybody showing up?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You always ask me questions I don't have the answer to.
I hope so.
It says, Paula, Karen with Bo, Denise, three people.
Oh, man.
We're not going to be having a very fun hide-and-seek if we don't get more people signing up.
Well, I think a lot of them are scared.
Of what?
Of getting beat up
Martin,
bad.
I think you always talk smack about people being scared.
Having to
really
call, and have to call their dogs, you know.
Smith says, we're looking forward to it. And then Rochelle said, if I didn't strain my foot moving, I would.
You don't even have to go very far.
We'll ride you over there on the side-by-side and let you hide behind a tree.
You could crawl.
Yeah, quit with the excuses. Quit with the excuses. If you want to go, you want to do it, we will get you there.
Gentle parenting happening here.
Yeah, we have transportation.
Michelle says I can't walk.
You could crawl.
Can you drive? That's all you got to do.
Excuses.
I'm telling you.
All I hear is excuses.
Who's this excuses, Rochelle? Huh?
Rochelle.
Excuses. So, we're trying to make more videos. Well, we are right now. We're going to try to follow through with it, but we've been posting more videos on all of our platforms to try to get people to watch them, to learn a little bit more. If you got some snide-ass remark, go ahead and put it on there. I don't care. It won't be the first one. It won't be the last one. And I was thick-skinned, not like Bianca. It doesn't bother me so bad because I know it's only comes from the education a person given has to give it with. So don't that sound right?
Never heard that before. Yeah. That's good, though.
It's kind of like the old saying that some people don't have enough sense to pound sand in a rat hole. You know?
To pounce into a rattle?
Sand, yeah.
Pounce sand into a rattle.
It's bad if you don't even understand it, but.
Wonder how many people got it.
Yeah, probably not very many.
Comment if you got that joke. Rochelle said, she sent an emoji, and the emoji looks like that. Slap in the head.
Excuse, that's what it is. Bianca, you got anything you want to talk about besides playing on your phone? You
got any excuses, Bianca?
No.
You and your pretty little dog, Bunker. Is Bunker's mom on here? Yeah.
No, she'll probably watch it later.
Should be. Bunker be really good mascot.
Tag her.
Yeah.
Put Bunker on the table.
She'd be a really good mascot.
Lisa Hayhurst.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lisa
so, Hayhurst. Let's talk about healing. That's one of the most controversial ever heard of problem people have.
Controversial.
Well, everybody thinks their dog's kind of healing, you know, if it's out there 3 feet in front of you.
Oh.
And they kind of think it's healing if it's walking in front of you, you know?
Yeah.
And they kind of think it's healing if it just keeps crossing from your right to your left, you know?
If you make a left turn and the dog's in your way, it's not healing. And if you make a right turn and your dog doesn't go with your leg, it's not healing.
But if your dog stops you in mid-stride, it ain't healing.
And if your leash is tight.
Yeah. There's so many variables, right?
Yeah.
And me, I think that we made a video before somewhere on the internet.
Yeah.
And we'll repeat them sometimes because people don't want to dig back 500 videos to find a certain video. But I think that for me, and I showed somebody with a tire, right?
Yeah.
The video, we were doing a lesson, and I showed her that a tire was not being as good for her as I wanted, but they would probably accept it. Hello?
Yeah.
And I don't want people to accept it because the dog ain't healing. It keeps walking out in front of you a little bit, trying to lick you on the leg or whatever it's trying to do, you know, or trying to stop, you know, some dogs. If I'm healing my dog in a right position, well, I usually heal on left leg. And if I have the handle of my leash in the right hand, which I do a lot, you know, if I'm training, if I'm not training, I'll have it in my left hand or whatever. But I think that there's so many times that people just hold a mare. And I'll use the e-collars a lot when I'm training, you know. I won't say a lot of times, but I have it all the time. And I'll use both to get a dog to heal and get the dog to stay in that position. But there's a lot of times I'll put the e-collar in my pocket and I'll step forward and pull my leash forward to get my dog come back to heel position. And it for me, it works really well. It'll really teach a dog quick not to walk out there because we're not controlling it on 3 inches of leash or 4 inches of leash, which a lot of times I want people to try to do that, see if they can keep their dog correct. Keep him from getting out there in trouble. But we'll try to make some more videos on it and see what we can come up with because we got quite a few new dogs that came in that are kind of leash aggressive, leash pullers, you know. So, Brett, you got anything you want to add?
Nope. Somebody just jumped on here and said hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Who's somebody?
I don't have a profile picture or anything, So we don't really know.
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Anonymous, right?
Yep. Sure, yeah.
I think it could be like a bot because they said hi multiple times.
Oh.
We're just going to feel them out for a little bit.
Yeah.
So, man, I've had a good topic and now I lost it because Anonymous showed up. Oh, I went fishing the other day with nobody seen it, and I caught a halibut by the longest bar.
What else did you?
Wire.
We got to show that picture.
We got to go make my video what I did. Out of the boat.
You want to make a video? Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
It was a rough day on the water.
What a rough day on the water.
But I would say it's fun, but I don't like to lie. The first hour was fun, and the last hour and a half was fun. The rest of it, not so fun, because I didn't feel so good. Felt like I'd been on a bad barroom drunk. Was cheap beer. So, Brett, is there any questions for us?
Paul Smith said that looked like a nice halibut.
It was. It was, what was it, 45 inches long and probably 55 pounds or something? I lifted a bunch of bags of dog food today, and I feel the fish was heavier than the 50-pound bags of dog food for sure.
Really? You think it was over 50, huh? It might be. Yeah. The slabs of meat were huge.
Yeah, and it was really good eating, too, because we already had some of it.
You want to pull your the picture up on your phone? We can show it on the camera if you want.
I haven't seen it for a couple of minutes, so.
All right. Paul Smith says, was it tough to reel in?
It was really bad.
Yes, Paul, we were 300 feet down, or 250 feet down into the ocean.
It's funny because I just turned it on and my fish was flopping.
That's good, yep.
So, and it was a lot of work. It was worth it because I'm not a fish eater much, but I ate some of that. I kind of like the flounder, so I ate a little bite of rockfish or two. So, Bianca, what's that, Brett?
To Mike's Adventures, sorry.
Oh, so what's the Mike's Adventures?
Yep.
Did you ever tag him with it?
No, we never posted our fish yet. Oh, so we will.
Well, Brett's going to post our pictures, but we went with Mike's Adventures. We went out of Depot Bay, but I think he's up at. What is that?
Depot Bay in Newport, yeah.
Yeah, but now he's up at Pier 10 or Buoy 10. Yeah, he's up there right now, I think. He moved up there today, maybe.
Yep.
He said he was going to go up there, unless he changed the side to fish for halibut another day or two. Mm-hmm. Hey, Bianca, when you quit, you get a minute from playing with the puppy. What do we got coming up, do you know?
Wednesday morning, 9 a.m., Rogers Landing, group walk.
Really? That'd be fun.
Saturday, hide and seek.
Yeah, and the group walk will be really nice because it's going to be early in the morning. It's going to be really cool, too. It's going to be down to 50s at night, so it'll be a beautiful morning to train on some dogs down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then hide and seek on Saturday, so because we're not having Set Your Dogs Free. I wonder how many people would come to Set Your Dogs Free, but they're not going to come because they don't want to do the hide and seek. Nobody?
No, our summer events are just kind of slow. I think people are busy. It's hot.
It's not going to be hot this weekend.
I guarantee you, as soon as it starts pouring rain and it's muddy out there, we'll have 10, 15, 20 people at Set Your Dog Free.
And I don't blame them. Well, I don't go to Set Your Dog Free.
I like hiking better when it's wet and not 100 degrees. I don't really like 100 degree weather.
So do we have any clinics set up yet for the new concrete?
No.
We need to do that.
Paul Smith said, I saw your post on Facebook while I was in Colorado. Paul Smith also said, we'll be at the group walk.
Oh, good. So let's talk about some of our sponsors, dealerships that we have. We sell the Rufflin crates, kennels right now, crates. We sell Gunners. And we keep the Rufflins in stock. The Gunners we order for you if you want one. And then we have the, what are that, Primo pads for the crates?
Yeah, they fit perfectly into the Rufflins.
And then we have probiotics. We have new vet vitamins. We have leashes. We have a few dog collars, not a whole lot of them, because there's 10 million different colors and sizes and looks and people. It don't matter. We could have 500 and they'd want a different one. And then what else we got, Bianca? She's not even with me. She's over busy petting. Patting now. She's not petting. I can't think of what all else we might sell.
We have some new beds coming. But we'll make a video about those.
Oh, we have canine ballistic dog beds, too, that we sell. Well, we've used those for years, and we've had great success with them. And we even have some people that go buy a less expensive one, which I don't mind at all, but then their dog eats it and they come by and buy one of the canine ballistics. So we've had a lot of dog beds ate in this place over the years before we got these. And they'll still tear these up once in a while, but the neat thing about them is it costs like $25, $28 to put a new liner in them. So I put liners in them whenever we get one torn up. Tore up. So what do you think about dogs riding in a crate versus not riding in a crate in a car?
My car's a lot cleaner when the dog rides in the crate, and they're safer.
And they cry less, and they bark less.
Yeah, but I mean, if your dog doesn't cry or bark in the car, they're safer in the crate, and your car is cleaner.
And me, I would rather put them in a crate than put them in a harness and tie them down.
Some people don't have room in their car.
Some people just go buy a bigger car if they don't.
Some people can't do that.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I just had to go get a smaller dog so I could have a small crate.
You don't have a crate in your truck?
In my car, I do.
I know.
Well, I did. I don't now. It's in my garage.
You have a crate in the back of your truck?
I did when I hauled dogs in it.
No, you've hauled Bear on the floorboard and Rebel.
That's beside the point. Those are cow dogs who work for a living, and they lay there and shut up. And behave. That's different. When I cowboyed, my dogs always rode in the back of my trucks. In a
Rebel didn't lay there and insulated. Behave. She sat up in the back window when she was watching Bear work.
Yeah, well, but I was parked, not driving down the road. Bianca's just trying to get me in trouble. Brett's where beating his head against the wall. This is what I put up with every day, all day, every day. I try to figure out what's laying on that table over there. It almost looks like food.
It is.
Man, I'm hungry too.
You want it?
Did you not eat?
No, I didn't eat.
Oh my gosh, Marvin, why?
Because I was too hot from unloading dog food. I loaded like 1,000 pounds down there while those two kids loaded together. And then I loaded, unloaded 2,000 pounds when I got home while people sat around and watched me. Not you. You and Brett weren't up here, but I think I seen him wipe sweat once or twice watching me.
Got some stuff going on here.
What is it?
Paul Smith says we'll be at the group walk. Oh, wait. She said Denise and I have signed up for this week's Set Your Dog Free.
I just canceled it because we're actually not having Set Your Dog Free. We're doing Hide and Seek.
Who said that?
Paul Smith.
Paul Smith knows. I thought she's one that's going to try to beat everybody because their dogs are so good at finding
them. She's coming to Hide and Seek, but she was going to do Hide and Seek and Set Your Dog Free.
Paul Smith said, crate.
If this dog scratches my table up, Bianca, my bar.
And I agree with Bianca. I acquired a bigger vehicle because my other one was too small for two crates side by side.
Good job.
Paula literally got a big vehicle, bigger vehicle so she could fit two crates.
That's awesome.
A really pretty one, too.
Some people make excuses. Paul Smith, not make excuses. Yeah. So Robin says, I can't even get onto the street before Chevy's asleep.
That's good. That's something done something right. You know, I think that's one of the harder things for people is to understand that their dog can go be in a crate in the car and ride down the road and be perfectly content. They think the dog's got to be up moving around, looking around. Or they think they got
to
have...
Sometimes they have their whole body out the window and they're at risk to
man,
lose
I
their
seen
life.
Two big, beautiful pups in McMinnville today. I don't even know what they were, but they were pretty. About the color of this dog, maybe just a little bit darker, but they were big, young, looked like pups. They were literally hanging out the right front window and the back window of this pickup. And their front feet was out the window, both front feet and their head. It's
that's
like,
so
holy
scary.
Shit. I thought about following him, see if one fell out. If he's okay, I was just going to get him, keep him. Man, they things were pretty, but I can't. And there may have been someone in there with a leash on them holding them back, you know, from falling on out the window. But it's like, man, live, that's just scary to watch them dogs hanging out the window that far. And so, all right, Brett, I think we ought to bail.
Okay.
Are we good? Anybody got any questions before we go? Bianca, you got anything to say besides petting your dog?
Nope.
Looks like you had a fun one.
Oh, you did have one question on TikTok. It was training collars and training tools that you suggest specifically.
Well, we use a mini educator, the e-collar.
Yeah.
And then we use a command collar, but you got to watch if you ever go try to buy those because there's so many fake ones out there now that will break. The command collar, yeah. They will break if you try to use them. So you just got to really do your homework if you're going to try to buy one. Or you can buy one from us. We bought a lot of the wrong ones over the years and we about got it figured out now, so when we buy them, we get the right one. So, all right, thanks a lot, everybody, and have a good evening.
Paul Smith says, before crates, we used the leash, but they could move around too much.
Yes.
That's it.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to the Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher Podcast. If you found this information helpful, we suggest following even more of our dog training tips and resources on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Just search Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher.